Arguably, the biggest mitzvah of the Seder is the eating of matzah, and we eat a lot of matzah at the Seder. And as we begin to talk about matzah, the first thing we need to discuss is how much matzah you need to eat. Now, matzah is conventionally eaten at three different occasions in the Seder: once at the end of the Seder for Afikoman, once before the meal for Motzi Matzah, and then in addition for Koreh. Summing together all these three times, exactly how much matzah is somebody supposed to eat? Now we're going to discuss this in terms of kezeisim, how many olive-sized kezayits one needs to eat. You could take a very, very small view that you need to eat one kezayis at the night of the Seder and split it over the three eatings. You could take an approach that you need to eat six kezayits, two in each of the occasions. Let's take a look at what the sources say about how much matzah one is supposed to eat on the night of the Seder. When one opens up the Tanakh in Parshat Bo, Shmot Perek Yud Beis, says that there is a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach involving Tzviyei Shumatzot Amarorim Yocheluhu. So we see that there is a requirement to eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach. And later, the Torah repeats this idea that matzah is supposed to be eaten on Pesach. Barishon b'arba'as hayom lachodesh ba'erev tuchlu matzot, which is a second time a command to eat matzah the night of the Seder, although the first command was with the Korban Pesach. The second command was even without the Korban Pesach. And then at the end, the Torah sums it up: b'chol moshvaseichem tochlu matzot. You should eat matzah in your entire, in all of your places. So the Torah itself said that matzah needs to be eaten a number of times, and from the Torah you even get the impression that there might even be two mitzvahs to eat matzah at the Seder. One is the consumption of matzah together with the Korban Pesach, and the other is the consumption of matzah in and of itself as its own obligation to have matzah on the night of Pesach. Now, if there was an obligation to eat matzah together with the Korban Pesach, this is manifested by the Afikoman. And Rashi, in his commentary in Pesachim, says, "Shetzarech lechol matzah bigmar hasiuda, you have to eat matzah at the end of the meal, zechel matzah hanechelet ima Pesach, to remember that at the end of the meal they would eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, and they would have matzah with it." There are some who say that matzah was not eaten together with the Korban Pesach. If you look in the Rambam, it's possible that matzah was eaten beforehand. But Rashi and most of the Ashkenazic rabbis say that at the end of the meal, they'd eat the Korban Pesach and they'd eat matzah with it. And that is when we eat matzah. If the afikoman that we eat is designed to mirror the biblical obligation, that would suggest that it should be a full kezayit, which is the normal amount that you eat when it's part of a mitzvah. And the Ashkenazic authorities go further and say that actually the real mitzvah is the mitzvah matzah of the afikoman. And at the afikoman, that's really the mitzvah, because when they had a seder, they didn't start the seder with eating a lot of matzah. Matzah was eaten at the end together with the Korban Pesach. And this is the real ideal performance of the mitzvah, and therefore that's when one needs to have the kezayis. Shulchan Aruch says, La'achar gmar kol ha'suda, when the meal is done, ochlim mimatzah shmura tachas ha'mapa, you eat from the matzah that was set aside under the tablecloth. Kezayis kol echad, everybody eats one kezayis. Zechel ha'pesach ha'ne'achal yimasova, to remember the Korban Pesach. Normally, when Shulchan Aruch says to eat a kezayis, we eat a kezayis. It is somewhat surprising that many of the Achronim say it should really be two kezayises at the end of the meal. The Taz says to show that you really love this mitzvah, it should be two. Magen Avraham says two kezayises at the time of the Afikoman, one to remember the matzah and one to remember the Pesach. It's It's a very surprising Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, basically, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, you would have eaten a sandwich with one kazayas of matzah and one kazayas of meat. And we don't have any meat of a Korban Pesach because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So now you have two kazayas of matzah, which is odd. Why would you have two kazayas of matzah if when the Beit HaMikdash stood, it really was only one kazayas? And the Aruch HaShulchan pushes back on this a little bit and says that, in truth, the Afikoman is lezecher and die b'chatzi zayis b'shas adachak. Now the Aruch HaShulchan says, listen, the Afikoman is really, it's just a recollection, just a remembrance. It's not, he pushes back. He doesn't really think that this is the actual mitzvah. He says, you know what, it's just a zecher. It doesn't need to be a full kizayis. When considering, therefore, how much matzah one should eat at the Afikomen, one notices that there is an incredible range. It ranges from the Aruch HaShulchan, who, though ideally, he says, you should have the two kizayises, who says, listen, this is just to remember when there was a Beis HaMikdash. It's just a memorial. And if you didn't have a kizayis, it would be okay. For people with gluten who have celiac, who are going to have matzah, but they're going to try to limit their matzah consumption, we might say, yeah, don't have a full kazayas. Rely on this Aruch HaShulchan. And then we have Rashi, who says one kazayas. And then we have this unusual Taz and this unusual Magen Avraham, who both say two kazayases. And the Magen Avraham's reason, one kazayas to remember the Pesach and one to remember the matzah, is unusual. Let's move to earlier in the Seder at Motzi Matzah. So the Rush says, back to Rashi, listen. You, Rashi, believe that the mitzvah of matzah is performed at the end of the Seder, but I don't think that's true, the Rush says. The Rush says that the real mitzvah of matzah that is performed is the matzah which is eaten at the beginning of the Seder at Motzi Matzah. Possible proof to this is the fact that the bracha, Asher Kedishenu V'Sosa V'Tzivanu Alachilas Matzah, when we make a bracha proclaiming that we are performing the commandment that God gave us to eat matzah, that blessing is recited at the earlier matzah. You don't have to say that. We have a number of examples of situations in which you have a ideal performance of a mitzvah and a sort of smaller echo, and the bracha actually goes on the smaller echo. For example, on Rosh Hashanah, the real blowing of the shofar is the shofar that's blown in the Chazarat Hashatz, in the repetition. The blowing of the shofar that we blow before we bring the Torah back is really just an echo, a smaller level of the mitzvah, yet the bracha goes on the smaller level of the mitzvah. Another example of this that we have potentially is with Megillah. The real reading of the Megillah is the daytime reading, yet the nighttime reading gets the Shechianu bracha, even though it's a smaller echo. That's what Rashi would say, that really the most important matzah eating is at the end of the meal, even though it doesn't have the bracha. The Rush says, though, the most important eating is at the beginning of the meal, which would mean, of course, that according to the Rush, if the most important matzah is the beginning of the meal matzah, then you need the kazayas at the beginning of the meal. And as I mentioned before, there are many authorities who say that even when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the matzah was not intended to have been eaten with the meat of the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. It's two totally separate things, totally separate mitzvahs. And in fact, we noted that there's a separate pasuk of Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, which could mean there's a totally different mitzvah to eat matzah, a biblical mitzvah to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, and that is performed earlier in the Seder, and therefore you should have a kazayas at the beginning of the Seder. How much matzah should you be eating for Motzi Matzah? So it seems at first glance that it should be, again, one kazayas of matzah, because just like we said, that according to Rashi, the mitzvah is safun, it should be one kazayas at safun. So if the Rush is right and the real mitzvah is performed at Motzi Matzah, it should be one kazayas for Motzi Matzah. Somewhat surprisingly, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you do Motzi Matzah, you do Hamotzi and Alachilas Matzah, and everybody gets a little bit of the top matzah and a little bit of the bottom matzah. And it's a kazayas from each of the matzahs. The Be'er Halacha says, whoa, where did this come from? Where does this idea come from that you need to have two kazayas? It sounds as though Shulchan Aruch was felt that there should be two kazayas of matzah that are eaten at motzi matzah, one for the hamotzi and one for the alachilas matzah. But the Aruch HaShulchan pushes back and says, but that's not true. If you are going to eat less than a kazayas of echvesvat, you're going to have less than a kazayas of diced carrots, or you're going to have less than a kazayas of a mini Hershey bar, which is less than a kazayas, you still make a bracha. Why do you need two kazayases, one for the hamotzi lechem min haaretz and one for the alachilas matzah? We never said such a thing. Okay, you need to have a yontif meal. Why don't you have one kazayas and double count it? Have one kazayas of matzah, and that counts both for your obligation to have a meal on yontif with bread and also for the mitzvah of eating matzah. If the idea is that you need to have one kazayas from each of the matzahs in your Seder plate, well, in many families, the matzah is not big enough to give everybody a kazayas from each matzah. The Seder plate, everybody runs over to a box to get more matzah for themselves anyway. So ironically, the result in discussing motzi matzah is a lot like the result in discussing tefillin. At first glance, and when looking at the Rishonim, it really looks like you need one kazayas for motzi matzah and one kazayas for tefillin. Because to do a mitzvah of eating something, it's a kazayas. And then later on, we find these unusual, very hard to understand insistences of having two kazayases. One is the Magen Avraham, tefillin, you need a second kazayas to remember the meat. And then the Shulchan Aruch, who says that motzi matzah, you need a second kazayas for the amotzi lechem min haaretz, which again, it's hard to understand where the second kazayas comes from, really, in both of the cases. The final time, or the middle time, that we have matzah in the Seder is in Korech. The consumption of the Korech, by all accounts, is not when the mitzvah is performed. Now, Rashi and the Rush were engaged in this debate whether the mitzvah was at the end of the meal at Tzafon, or it was the beginning of the meal at Motzi Matzah, but nobody said that the mitzvah was performed in Korech. In fact, when we eat the Korech, we say, Zecher lemikdash kehillel. This is a Zecher, a reminder of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Rambam says, V'zman hazeh she'ein shen korban, there's no Korban Pesach anymore. Achar shemavarech hamotzi lachem, chozer mevarech alachilas matzah. So you have your hamotzi, then you have your matzah. V'chozer mevarech alachilas maror, then you have your maror. V'zo mitzvah medivrei sofrim. So the Rambam says, your matzah was a mitzvah d'oraisa. Your eating of your maror is a mitzvah derabanan. The chozer, the korech, matzah, maror, matzah, the charosos, the ochlam, the bracha, zecher, le mikdash. The Rambam says, it's not, he uses different language. The maror is mitzvah medivrei sofrim. It's a real commandment. Rabbinic, but it's still a commandment. Korech is not a commandment. It's just a reminder of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if you wanted to perform your mitzvah of eating matzah through Korech, you can't, because part of the biblical mitzvah of eating matzah is to have the taste of the matzah. Now, when you eat Korech, you have a mix of the maror taste and the matzah taste, and you really, when you have Korech, you're tasting the maror more than you're tasting the matzah. For that reason, you cannot be fulfilling your obligation of matzah through the Korech. There is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah that is only just a zecher le mikdash. From all of this, the idea that it's just a zecher, that it's just a recollection or a remembrance, that would imply that, again, maybe you don't need a kazayas for Korech either. And again, somebody who has celiac or who, you know, just there's a medical problem with them having wheat, obviously, you know, for the love of the mitzvah, they might choose once a year to have, or twice a year to have matzah at the Seder. But we would tell them, you know what, have a kazayas for motzi matzah, but when you get to Korech, it's just a secher to remember the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't necessarily need a kazayas. So when all the dust settles, if somebody with a major, you know, medical condition came to me, I would tell them, okay, When it comes to motzi matzah, you're going to follow the Rosh. You're going to have a full kezias, but only one. Not like the Mishnah Berurah's stringency to add a second kezias. For the hamotzi, we never heard of that. Then when you get to Korach, maybe you don't even need a kezias. It's just a zecher to remember what happened with the Beis HaMikdash stood. Have a little bit. And also tzafun, having matzah at the end of the meal, is also just a zecher to remember the Korban Pesach. Have a little bit. And they'd end up having only one kezias. It's important to stress this point. When the Beit HaMikdash stood, everybody ate korech, and nobody had matzah and maror separately. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says you eat matzah and maror together, and Rashi says you eat Pesach matzah and maror together. Everybody ate korech. That was the mitzvah. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, korech was the one thing that you did. Now there's no Beis HaMikdash. Korech is just a remembrance, and therefore somebody, again, with a medical issue would have only a little bit. So on the small end of the range, you're going to have one kezias at motzi matzah, and everything else is just a zecher, a recollection of the temple, have much less. But on the other extreme, there's a chance that somebody might be eating five kezias. Because if you take the stringency of the Shulchan Aruch, it's two kezias, one for the hamotzi, for the meal, and one for the alachilas matzah, for the mitzvah of matzah. Then for korech, yeah, it's just a custom, but that should be a kezias too. And then for afikomen, we have the stringency of the Magen Avraham to have two kezias, one to remember the meat and one to remember the matzah. And now when all is said and done, you're ending up eating five kezias of matzah in the Seder, which would be a tremendous amount. Now, some people say that the reason why we have two kezias is because of a concern of the opinion of the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda was of the view that the eggs in his time period were the wrong size. When we talk about a kezias, we don't measure keziases using olives because olives vary widely based on the kind of olive and the particular growing season, how much they grew. We measure what a kezias is because a kezias is generally, the Gemara tells us, a kezias is half an egg. Eggs happen to have very, very standard water displacements. The water displacement of an egg is 57 grams or about 2 fluid ounces is the water displacement of a large egg, which makes a kezias 1 fluid ounce. Moshe Feinstein had a slightly different calculation. He said it was 1.5 fluid ounces, but basically we know what the water displacement of an egg is. You can try this at home. Just put an egg in a measuring cup and see what the water displacement is. Almost all eggs, it ends up being 2 fluid ounces, which means a kezias is 1 fluid ounce. The Tzlach was concerned and said you have to double your, the eggs were smaller where he lived. So maybe there was malnutrition or something of the chickens or something, I don't know. And he says you have to double it. But we know that our eggs are the right size. We don't know, there's no issue of our eggs being smaller than they ever used to be. And therefore, we're pretty confident that a kezias is 1 fluid ounce. But part of the reason why the Magen Avraham caught on to have two keziases at Tafun is that you could have had a second kezias because you wanted to be machmir like the Magen Avraham, one for the meat and one for the matzah. Or maybe you wanted to only have one kezias, but the Tzlach said you should have two because the eggs were smaller. Similarly, for motzi matzah, you could have been machmir like the Shulchan Aruch, one for a motzi and one for matzah. Or maybe you could have been stringent like the Tzlach, who says that you need to have two. This is what many of the books recommend. This is what Rabbi Ida recommends in his book, to have two kezias at motzi matzah and two kezias for tzafon. At the same point in time, you're trying to be machmir like one of two rabbis, and we can't explain either of them really well. Namely, if you would have told me we should be machmir like the Tzlach, that our eggs today are smaller, I would have said, you don't need to be stringent for that, because we know that our eggs are the right size. And if you told me we should be stringent like the Shulchan Aruch and have two eggs, one for the hamotzi and one for the matzah, I might have said then also, we don't have to be stringent for that because normally you don't need to have two kezias just to make a hamotzi. But what Rabbi Ider is saying, what many of the poskim are saying, well, why don't you have two kazayas? And if the tzlach is right, you're having a second kazayas for the tzlach and the shrinking eggs. And on the other hand, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is right, and you're having the second kazayas, one for amotzia, one for matzah. It's still hard to be stringent for either of these chumras because it's hard to understand either of them. It's like if somebody told me there's a 20% chance that tzlach is right, I would say you don't have to be stringent like that. And if somebody told me there's a 20% chance the Shulchan Aruch is right, I would say you don't have to be stringent like that. And somebody's saying, well, maybe one of them is right, so there's a 40% chance. Do we still need to be stringent for that? It's very hard to say whether we need to have that second kazayas. After all, whenever there's a mitzvah to eat something, you have to eat one kazayas. That's the way a mitzvah of eating goes. So you should have one kazayas of matzah at the Seder. But the minhag, and what we generally recommend to people, is unless you have a medical issue, you could have somebody who, even forget about the people with celiac, but somebody who has too many carbs, or somebody that has an issue with constipation. If somebody asked the rabbi might easily say three kazayas, one for each. One for matzah, maybe the Rosh is right, one for afikomim, maybe Rashi is right, but you don't have to double it, because we don't follow like the tzlach, and we don't follow the stringency of the Shulchan Aruch or the Magen Avraham. But for people who are able to do it, we often recommend having five kazayas, which is obviously a lot of matzah. But look, that's what the Seder is about. The Seder is not about the meal. You can have, you don't have to have soup at the meal, or you don't have to have three different kugels at the meal. And anyway, this was the background about the number of matzahs, the amount of matzah, rather, that somebody eats at the night of the Seder.